RCN vote gives boost another union's John Malcolm, Unison Health Service Group executive, personal capacity. The RCN vote is a significant signal to the government that NHS staff are determined to press for an above-inflation pay rise. It reflects the anger among staff following the imposed rise of 4% on average, or a flat rate of £1,400. The RCN previously had a no-strike rule. NHS pay has fallen by 20% since the Tories came to power in 2010, and the RCN is calling for a rise of 5% above inflation. All health unions are calling for a significant pay rise above inflation. Unison is also balloting over the next few weeks, and this result should inspire members and those campaigning for a yes vote. Unison activists will be visiting workplaces and contacting members to ensure ballots are returned, and recommending a yes vote for industrial action. Both unions have a disaggregated ballot, so any industrial action called will be on an employer or NHS trust basis. The union leaderships need to coordinate any industrial action and link up with other unions across the public sector. The RCN says industrial action could take place before Christmas. As it is unlikely other unions will be ready until January, it is also vital that there are discussions on coordinated action in the new year.